heart's on fire and crazy dreams. Oh, and the lights ignite like gasoline. Oh, man, they need scouts, man, they're built for speed. And oh, they said he hit that guardrail at 3:30. Lit up those streets to never sleep when the sky goes dark. Out where the wild things are.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Stephanie Officer. Roman Catholic cardinals are expected to meet at the Vatican today to decide funeral plans for Pope Francis, who died Monday at age 88. ABC's James Longman.
Today, they will meet to decide when the funeral will be. Mm-hmm. Usually the funeral is between 4 and 6 days after death. So we would expect during this period of mourning, there's a 9-day period of mourning, over the weekend, we predict that his funeral will take place.
Following Senator Chris Van Hollen of Maryland, four House Democrats have traveled to El Salvador to draw attention to Kilmar Abrego Garcia, deported by the Trump administration to a notorious El Salvador prison and has refused to help return, even after the Supreme Court ruled the government must do so. Representative Maxwell Frost of Florida says this trip is about more than just one man.
We're worried, of course, we demand the release of Abrego Garcia, but we're also worried about our own constituents. We represent people across the entire nation.
This is ABC News. The gunman responsible for killing 23 people in a racially motivated attack in an El Paso Walmart pleaded guilty to capital murder Monday as part of a plea deal to avoid execution. Dozens gave victim impact statements before Patrick Crucius was sentenced to life in prison without parole. Among them, the sister-in-law of victim Arturo Benavides, who spoke through a translator.
You left my sister with panic attacks, depression, and loneliness.
Y hasta ahorita no se ha podido recuperar.
And up until now, she has not been able to recover.
Pero no nomás a ella, sino a, nos destrozaste a toda la familia.
But not only her, you destroyed our whole family.
The Department of Education announced Monday it'll begin collection next month on student loans that are in default. About 5.3 million borrowers are in default on student loans. The department says involuntary collections will begin May 5th. I'm Stephanie Officer, ABC News.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Increasing clouds, you may see a little patchy fog overnight. Otherwise, light winds and lows in the upper 20s. On Tuesday, patchy fog, mostly cloudy skies, and a little bit of rain out there, too. Highs warming to the lower 50s, winds southeast. Currently 29 degrees.
98Q Country.
Nothing but knees and elbows. Golly, did she grow up fast? She's got her daddy's money, her mom. Fisher, a dynamite kisser. Country has a ton of green. She's got her daddy's money, her mama's good looks, and look who's looking at me. She's got her daddy's money, her mama's good looks, and she's looking at me.
It's your favorite, but pretty soon you'll be changing the station. And all your old shoes are looking brand new. They wanna be worn, but they never get the chance to. Heavy into everything, ready for the next thing. To catch your eye for a while, then you're over it. You change your mind on it soon as the shine's gone, like you always do. Well, you don't know it yet, but whoa. Make you wish that you were sleeping in my shirt. Lie about my jacket and tell everyone it's yours. When your phone rings after midnight and you're thinking maybe it's me, I'm gonna make you miss me. You're cold and hot, you burn out like a match. Keep a slip knot in the strings you attach. You think it's easy, but that's a lie. The only reason that you're good at goodbye is every boy you ever met was too easy to forget. Well, I ain't going out like that. Whoa, shirt. Lie about my jacket and tell everyone it's yours. When your phone rings after midnight and you're thinking maybe it's me, I'm gonna make you miss me.
I'm gonna make you miss me.